Gerald Campbell, the store manager of TGNY. Gerald, I want to talk to you about shoplifting. First of all, is shoplifting more of a problem during the Christmas shopping period than, say, other times of the year?
Yes, it is, because the store gets busier during Christmas than any other time of the year.
Now, have you had to hire any additional security people during this time of year to try to cut down on the instances of shoplifting?
Well, we put on more sales clerks during Christmas, and we offer good customer service to try to curtail potential shoplifters.
Now, do you have any statistics that show what kind of problem this is, or indeed is it a problem?
Nationwide, it's $3 billion annually that is taken in retail stores that go for shoplifting.
Are there any certain items that seem to be more desirable to shoplifters?
Yes, shoplifters always, they go to the department where there's not a salesperson. Say if you didn't have a salesperson in the department, usually they go to that department. They pick the weakest spot, the easiest picking, so to speak, you know, the thing that's almost a sure hit, you know. And they pick the easier departments. And items that they like to get is radios, you know, small transistor radio types of things, car stereo, stuff like this. If it's left out, you know, where they can get hold of it, usually you'll lose some of those.
Have you had anybody prosecuted?
We prosecute, frankly, everybody we get unless it's a small child. You know, if it's just a small child and they've not been in trouble before, we check out with the police department. And if they haven't been in trouble before, we take and have the police to take them to their home and turn them over to their parents. We feel like this is the best thing to do for a small child, because 9 times out of 10, the parent is really alarmed when this happens, and they really take preventive measures, you know, to keep from doing it again. And usually this works.